So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dr. Kevin Field is on the phone line here with us right now, talking about career choices and our kids and the importance of internships or not. Dr. Field, how are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Anna. How are you?
I'm okay.
I appreciate the time today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it too. You guys always have good information at Career Vision, helping parents and their kids navigate the world beyond college and figuring out their aptitudes and what they're good at, what they're truly good at. One of the things you wanted to talk to us about today, how important are internships. One of the things I've noticed is that the live in-person internships, a lot of those, you know, they're not as easy to get. They're not as plentiful as they were prior to the pandemic. I wonder what your observations are.
Well, that's certainly true. And, you know, there's a lot of adapting people are doing to, you know, what exactly that work setting is going to be. I think the, what we typically advise younger students, younger people in the workforce to do is really make sure they have some technical skills. A lot of people do talk about the benefits of internships on soft skills, but you really can get the attention of an employer if you have some technical skills to offer as part of, you know, being a new member or maybe a peripheral member of a problem to solve. Bringing some new technology or some new tools can really be an easy way to be noticed and to show a contribution to a team. So, you know, we're in an era where even if you don't love technology, you're typically going to be asked to learn some tools that can be related to what you like doing maybe the most, but importantly, related to how you can really contribute to a team. And I think a lot of that work, at least in part, will be done remotely. And, you know, it's hard to predict really what the ebbs and flows might be with what's going on right now. But I think, you know, young people have the advantage of being comfortable with a lot of technology. And I think it's being adaptable and asking what that employer needs and how you can help and try to do that.
So, Dr. Field, you're saying even if it's offered, the virtual internship still very important, useful, something you'd advise?
Well, it's going to be fairly common, I think, right now, and certainly with the way that companies have pushed out a lot of the dates for a high proportion of employees being back in the workspace, it's a reality that, you know, maybe core members of the team are coming in more, but maybe more periphery kind of members, people who are, you know, really contributing, but it's not always clear how. And, you know, remote work is a way of having someone contribute in a part-time way or a targeted way. You know, a lot of companies are still figuring out how they're going to manage this going back in the office process. Mm-hmm. And I think young people have to be, young people have always had to be more flexible because, you know, they're trying to break their way in. They need to sometimes do the kind of work that, you know, shows that they're on top of some of the newest trends and technologies. And I think being comfortable with participating, using technologies, I think is a really good way to get noticed. And a lot of people say, well, it's not as ideal as being down the hall and being able to chat with somebody in their office. But regardless, it's a good idea to just see what the ground rules are and to pitch in and to show that you're willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and I think I would say in the journalism profession that I'm familiar with, the internships I had were invaluable. You know, you get on the job training, you can ask questions that might seem dumb if you are on the job, but when you're an intern, it's, you know, you can ask those questions of people who are highly qualified in the position. You interact with them and you build a network later that you can call on those people for advice, for career advice. Invaluable, I found in my career. Many of those people, the first person I met when I was 19 at WTTW, I still talk to her now, Pat Phelan. She's a professor on the East Coast. She checks in with me a couple times a year. And, you just think about the kinds of things that come from being on the job, not only professionally, but personally. I mean, not only in terms of skills, but in terms of a network that results after you leave that particular internship. How do you advise right now, though, in this environment, before I let you go, Dr. Field, where do you go to find these internships now? If you think, hey, this is the area I'm interested in, what are some options you tell people?
Well, I mean, the good news is there's a great deal of information on the web, both about the process. These colleges and universities have a lot of information on their websites about how they support internships. There's really, by the time you get to an internship, there's really a lot of work that student should have done to think about, plan, prepare, and take advantage of that career services office and maybe a course in internships. There are professors who are very delighted to help navigate some of that with a student in their career major. And so, I think by the time you are looking for an internship, I think ideally that student's had a chance to talk with a lot of people who are giving really good advice, not just websites, but a lot of personal advice. And I think it's when you network and get that information, interviewing kind of information from those people interested in helping you, that really can lead to a lot of doors for the right opportunities to apply to. Sometimes, as we all hear about, those opportunities that aren't posted officially. That networking really is happening to lead up to that internship as well as on the job and afterwards.
Dr. Kevin Field, there's a lot of information. I'll direct people to careervision.org. Check it out. You folks do a fine job at helping direct kids into a college and beyond, defining their aptitudes, letting them know what they're best at. And internships is just a part of it. Thank you, Dr. Field. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Anna.
Careervision.org is the place to go.